powerful solar storm is hurling particles and radiation toward Earth. Yesterday, X-rays caused some communication problems for airlines, and early today, the storm knocked out a Japanese communication satellite. Astrophysicists predict the bulk of the storm could wash over the planet today at around noon Eastern Time. They say the effects, while probably minor, could last for 24 hours or more. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The sun is reaching the quiet part of its 11-year cycle of activity, but last week the sun threw up a big flare, and judging by the X-rays of yesterday's eruption, this storm is 10 times more powerful. John Raymond, an astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, says the energy comes from the sun's magnetic field.
The sun has a magnetic field, kind of like the Earth's magnetic field, but it's getting churned up by the convection underneath the surface of the sun. So a lot of energy can get put into sort of twisting the magnetic field, and once in a while that will sort of snap, making the X-rays, and it also essentially causes an explosion.
A bigger flare erupted last April, but this one is going to hit the Earth head-on. John Cole is a colleague of Raymond's at the Center for Astrophysics.
Well, we find it very exciting. It's probably the most exciting event that we've seen in the whole during the whole SOHO mission, which started in December of 1995.
SOHO is one of a handful of satellites that monitor the sun. Cole says they've had to shut it down for its own protection. He says a large gust of electrically charged particles from the storm should reach the Earth today around noon.
And they travel, we think, on this event at a speed of about 1,000 miles per second. And these are the particles that will probably cause the most interesting effects near the Earth.
Solar storms can compress and squeeze the Earth's magnetic field, and they can cause large currents to flow inside metal objects on Earth, like pipelines and power lines. Joe Kunches is chief of space weather operations at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Environment Center. He says this storm appears similar to the so-called Bastille Day storm, which struck on July 14, 2000. The effects then were minor. He expects life for non-scientists will be pretty normal today as well.
The power might go out, or their satellite link might not be as good, or their airplane might take longer to get from where it started to where it's ending up, just because the route has changed to accommodate the communication issues and such. But most people, the plane won't know that there's a space weather storm going on.
In 1989, a solar storm knocked out electricity in parts of Canada, but Kunches says the power industry is better prepared now. NASA is also taking precautions. On several occasions yesterday, astronauts took shelter in a shielded part of the space station. They are expected to do that again today, though a spokesperson for the space agency said the maximum radiation dose from the entire storm is expected to be less than 0.5% of what is allowed for each month. Joe Kunches says the most dramatic effects may be pyrotechnic.
The auroras, that's the best one. If we're really lucky, we'll have conditions that will allow us to see the northern lights at places you don't normally see them, like middle latitudes, U.S., maybe the East Coast, Eastern Seaboard, Pennsylvania-ish around that latitude.
Kunches lives in Colorado, and he says he'll be outside tonight watching. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.